This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Today I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy.
Snapple with vodka in it.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
Huh, this is what it's come to. You're banned. For life. I never want to see you in here again.
And now I'm off to Texas.
Exit. Stage right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The Keystone was not an oil field. It's a pipeline. So it actually would have nothing to do with the current supply imbalance.
You smell like a liar.
Not truthful at all. From day one, this administration has been hell-bent with their anti-American energy holy war to shut down the production of American energy.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Are you open to running for president again? Oh,
no.
Come on. Just
no.
Long runway.
No, but I'm...
And cue the collective sigh of relief.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the show this afternoon. The number, if you want to call us, is 844-500-4242. And right out of the box, we have a good interview lined up here. Donald Trump Jr. is with us, and we're going to discuss the issues of the day. Donald Trump Jr., thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks a lot, Howie. Good to be back with you.
Well, listen, it's the this is a historic day until tomorrow. These are the highest prices in U.S. history for a gallon of gasoline today. Again, this tomorrow they will be the second. Today will be the second highest day. But what is going on here? How much of this is Joe Biden's fault? How much of it is your father's fault?
Well, I'd say none of it's my father's fault. America was energy independent under my father. And again, I don't know that it's all Joe Biden's fault. It's whoever his handlers are, the people who are making decisions. And I think we have to make the distinction, Howie. You know, everyone wants, oh, it's Joe Biden, he's incompetent, which I agree with. But no one actually believes he's capable of making these decisions. I mean, he can't get through a sentence. He can't walk up a flight of stairs. He confuses during the State of the Union as we're on the brink of war in Europe with Russia, you know, Iranians and Ukrainians. You know, this is not a guy making the decisions. The Democrats, in the end, will make him their scapegoat when all of these policies go to hell. But the reality is, this is Democrat policy. They don't care about higher gas prices. They're negotiating right now to ease some of that pain with Venezuela and Iran. Up until today, they were negotiating. They were still sending Russia $50 million a day, fueling the war in Ukraine. None of that matters. The people who they won't deal with, they won't deal with Texas. They won't deal with Oklahoma. They won't deal with Pennsylvania, American oil producers. They won't deal with them, but they'll deal with some of the most corrupt and evil regimes of the world to make up that difference. That's because that's Democrat policy. You saw it with Pete Buttigieg, our wonderful transportation secretary, apparently back off paternity leave in the midst of a supply chain crisis affecting 350 million Americans, minor details. He doesn't show up to work for a few months. Who cares? He's a Democrat. He's immune to any kind of criticism or culpability. He says we should all buy Teslas. Well, not everyone can afford one. Electric vehicles are more expensive. No one talks about that, A, we don't have the rare earth minerals to make all of the batteries for everyone in the world to drive an electric car to begin with. And you know who has the monopoly on rare earth minerals? China. And they mine them in third world hellholes with zero environmental control or regulation. They don't care, but it's all talk, Howie. So they don't care that your gas prices are going up. They don't care that it's preventing. They're using it to fuel their ridiculous green agenda that does not work. So rather than using American natural gas, having the sort of the national security of being energy independent, creating good, hardworking American jobs, being able to regulate that in a way that's going to be, I promise you, safer and more environmentally friendly than any regulations that Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela will put into a place, they still say no because they fundamentally dislike our country and they don't care if you feel it.
How about the fact that in Vienna they're negotiating a deal with the Iranians that would basically give them the wherewithal to make nuclear missiles and nuclear weapons to use against the U.S., Europe, and Israel? And the actual negotiations are being handled by one of Putin's guys. I mean, how does this make any sense?
The arbiter of our new wonderful, you know, Iran nuclear deal is Russia. Think about that. They invade a sovereign nation, Ukraine. We're vilifying them on a daily basis. Don't forget, it was the Democrats, through the people that work for Hillary's campaign, who now work for Joe Biden, who created the Russia boogeyman for the last 5 years with the Russia hoax. We're now allowing the Russians, who are doing these bad things, who they made into the bad people for 5 years, they're the moderator of this negotiation. And, of course, they have Joe Biden and the Democrats, because of their asinine policies, they have total control and leverage. So they're going to walk away with a sweetheart deal. We'll do something great for the world's leading state sponsor of terror, while Americans are left behind. When are people going to wake up, Howie? And again, let's be clear, this is not Joe Biden's policy. This is mainstream Democrat thought.
Who is running the show?
Democrats left in America, but none of them are in government. These are their policies. America has to be aware of that. If they vote for them, then they deserve what they get.
Don Jr., who does your father think is really running the show? I agree with you, it's not Joe Biden, but I don't know who it is. Who do you think it is? Who does your father think it is?
That's what I imagine. It's the radicals from the Obama administration still sort of controlling things and making things happen. And again, I would love for them to be successful. I'm a patriotic American. I wish this was good for America and the world. It's clearly not. I mean, I remember a time not too long ago we were told mean tweets were going to get us into World War III. Well, it turns out they probably kept us out of World War III, because the only thing a bully like a Putin actually does understand is force and resolve. And you look at Joe Biden and you'd say, bring it on. I mean, he would only encourage a bully to pick on him. And whether that's giving a speech, whether that's watching him, you know, sulk off of a stage like a decrepit old man, he's literally only encouraging our enemies to take advantage, and they do, and they're watching, and they see what happens, and they see no resolve, and they'll continue to do that. Next is obviously going to be China and Taiwan. You think China's not watching this, salivating, chomping at the bit to say, you know what, whatever our timeline was for Taiwan, we just accelerated it 100x.
How about Little Rocket Man?
There is no leadership from America right now.
North Korea's firing off missiles again. You know, and they said, your father's going to cause World War III again. But he wasn't doing anything while your father was in there.
No, 100%. And what they said, Trump's an apologist. He's an apologist for Putin. He's not an apologist for Putin. He just understands how these people work. He's dealt with guys with big egos and whatever for his whole life, because unlike all of our people in government, he actually did real stuff prior to making trillion-dollar decisions. He has that experience, so he understands that on a world stage, it's not going to get America anything to sit there and artificially, you know, crap all over someone who does have an ego, who does want to save face. So instead, he gets crapped on by the media for fully playing the game perfectly, manipulating those people into the right position, doing what's right for America and our allies, and, you know, no one talks about it, right? They don't talk about peace deals in the Middle East, and now we're on the verge of World War III within 1 month. You know, Joe Biden, the only place that him and the Democrat administration and the Democrat ideology has overperformed is, I thought it would take a much longer to actually destroy our country, Howie. They are exceeding all expectations in how quickly they can destroy this country.
I know it's not funny, but it's true. Your father seems very happy at Mar-a-Lago when I saw him, you guys, the other night. But I know I have to ask you this. I know you can't really answer the question, but I feel like I have to ask it. All the texters are asking me to ask it. Is your father going to run?
Listen, I think we'll have to see. Obviously, you know, there's some time between now and then, and a lot can happen. He understands that. You know, if he wakes up one day and he feels like Joe Biden looks and acts on a daily basis, he probably won't do it. But I think, you know, there's also something sort of vindicating about all of this process. And, you know, whether it's, you know, like, you just have to hit rock bottom sometimes to realize what you actually had and to appreciate those things. You know, I think the regular American, the average American that was perhaps manipulated by a mainstream narrative that's functioning as the marketing department of the radical left, maybe, just maybe, Trump wasn't actually the Russian stooge they made him out to be. Maybe the guy that was really successful business guy just understands how the real world works, unlike Democrats who have no idea how the real world works. And it doesn't matter because, you know, when you have a $1 trillion big tech enterprise working to prop you up and a $1 trillion social media enterprise doing the same, as well as mainstream media, you can get away with a lot. It's sort of amazing to me that elections are even close, given that you have that much money working against you and actively campaigning against you on a daily basis. But I think people are starting to see sort of what they've lost, but they also see how much, you know, fight there is with this radical left and the people who are boosting them. And I think they understand that, you know, right now Trump's the only guy, I think, on our bench that can actually handle that kind of incoming. Everyone's great until you have all of those guns channeled on you, and no one's had all of them, unlike him. And so I think that's important. You need sort of a big reset, in that conversation. So you need someone, who can take that heat. And I think that's the only one I can think of right now that can do it is Donald Trump. I wish we had a deeper bench, but I don't know that we do yet.
You do a great job on Twitter. I mean, I really cracked up. I still think about it when you called the Lincoln Project the pedo project. I mean, that was a classic line.
Where's the lie, Howie? Notice I didn't get fact-checked for that one because it's 100% true.
Well, what I was going to ask you is how many of these tweets that you send out, and you're really in probably the top 10 of tweet people, how many of them are you channeling your father? How many of them is he feeding you, or is it, or does he? He must miss it.
Not usually. He's often the. Yeah. Now, sometimes he thinks I take it too far. on those things. So no, that's 100% me. I don't. You know, people are like. So what's your social media team? I was like, you really think I could get a team to say the stuff that I say when I'm going after people and, you know, hitting back? I just have that gene, I guess. I'm willing to say what so many people are thinking, but are, you know, either unable, unwilling, or too afraid to articulate. And again, what's nice about what's going on right now is that real people are seeing it for themselves. It's hitting them every day. You can't run cover for something that people see with their own eyes each and every day, whether it's that, you know, at grocery stores, whether it's at gas stations. Howie, I mean, you know, you've seen, you saw us at dinner at Mar-a-Lago last week. Like, you know, I've been pretty blessed in my life. And if I'm pissed off when I'm filling up my truck every week or every couple of days, you can imagine what the average American is feeling and thinking.
I know.
So, you know, they are there, and I think they get it now more than ever.
Yeah, I remember the 70s. I mean, I'm in better shape financially than I was in the 70s, but it's still painful. You're right. And, there's an old saying, sin in haste, repent at leisure. Well, you know, a lot of those Biden voters are getting a chance to repent at leisure here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not realistic. You see, you know, Stephen Colbert, well, I don't care if gas goes to 50, I drive a Tesla. Well, he can afford it. He's making $15 million a year to get bad ratings on, a mainstream TV network. You know, the thought leaders of the radical left, these are not people that are in touch with mainstream America. And I understand how ironic it is that a guy like me with my last name and background can say that. But, like, I guess
I gotta ask. We gotta run here.
I actually hang out with real Americans. It's what I do.
I understand.
Hunting, fishing, shooting.
I want to ask you one last question.
I'm not supposed to be in touch with them.
Before we go,
I gotta. They're not.
I got to ask you one last question before we go. Wisconsin, this reports that are coming out of Wisconsin are incredible. Can you sum it up for everybody in like 30 seconds for us, Donald Jr.?
Not really in 30 seconds, but basically, you know, I think people are acknowledging that laws were broken, things were crooked, and no one was willing to do anything about it. No one was willing to take charge, to take the lead. I mean, these systems, have been corrupted and screwed up. I think, you know, that's what happens when you mail in an election. You get Joe Biden because the Democrats have been able to manipulate those things in all places. And even if you pose a credible lawsuit, it's thrown out, not because the facts are wrong, but someone doesn't have standing. And then they appeal until they get in front of a liberal activist judge and they can shut it down there. Or you get in front of a weak Republican who's not willing to even look. And we've seen this time and time again.
John Roberts.
No, I don't want someone who hates my guts to write a mean article about me, so we'll do nothing. But right. I think we're realizing that there, and I'm sure everywhere else, where you have statistical impossibilities that happened, you're going to find out more slowly over time. But that's what they do. How many things was Donald Trump right about that they told you he was totally wrong about? It was a conspiracy. It was this. But 6 months later, he's 100% right.
It was debunked. And then it turned out to be true.
The conspiracy theory is about 6 months, but they get what they want in the meantime, and that sucks.
Yeah. 100% turnouts in those nursing homes. They don't even have 100% turnouts in North Korea or Venezuela, but they had them in Wisconsin. It's just amazing that they've gotten away with it. Donald Trump Jr., it was good to see you last week, and thank you for being with us. We'd like to have you on again, and give our everybody's best to your father and the rest of your family. We want him to come back. Thank you very much, Donald Trump Jr. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Jim from Foxborough texts, I would love to see Trump's son versus Biden's son on a game show like Jeopardy. The intellectual difference would be entertaining. Not to the Bidens, it wouldn't. You know, Mike Pence, when he was running for vice president, he was governor of Indiana in 2016, and he said of meeting Trump's family, he said, you can't fake good kids. And that is so true. I'd never heard that expression before, but it is so true. And if you have bad kids, you can't make them look good. Just look at Hunter, for instance. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code word Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code word Howie for amazing discounts across the board. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should to-go cocktails remain legal?
Yeah, they want to keep, the restaurants want to keep to-go cocktails legal. I don't think so, no. You can wait till you get home for distilled spirits.
65% say yes, they should remain legal.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to revamp all of the motor vehicle and alcohol laws then if we keep to-go cocktails legal in cars. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Man, those Trumps have a lot of energy, I tell you that. I don't know. I was just thinking about, you know, John Winthrop, and he talked about America being a shining city on a hill.
Right.
And right now, I feel like the lights are off and no one's home. I mean, this is, we're just acting like a third-rate country. And this, all this thing in, to do with the planes in Poland.
Yeah.
You know, I care about the Ukraine. I care about the Ukraine, but I care about America first, and I think that we should strengthen NATO. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, Russia doesn't want Ukraine to be in NATO. And you know what? I get that. So that's the off-ramp, I hope, that's taken here, because I really don't trust this administration. It's just, you know,
no,
so horrible.
I don't either. I feel the same way as that guy, Bryce Mitchell, the UFC fighter. You know, I mean, I have no confidence whatsoever. They've been, all these people have been taking pay. All these families have people that have been making millions. Their worthless sons have been making millions in Ukraine. Not just the Bidens, Kerry's son, or his stepson, I should say. You know, Mitt Romney's son, Nancy Pelosi's son. I mean, you know, they want to protect the source of their income. And some of them are taking money from the Russians, too. Again, like the Bidens. I mean, I don't think anybody, any Americans who aren't getting paid off should be dying for this. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
One of the texters wants to know, what did I mean by 100% turnout in Wisconsin? I didn't mean statewide. I meant in the nursing homes. Apparently, there's just been a report by the a special counsel. He was appointed by the Republican majority in the legislature in Madison. And he's a former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin. And he found that in a number of counties, the turnout in the nursing homes, and again, many of the people in the nursing homes are people that are even further gone, if you can believe it, than Joe Biden. And some of them have been ruled incompetent in courts. And, you know, their guardians, their children have taken control of their affairs. But they were still allowed to vote. And that's why they had, in many of these nursing homes, 100% turnout. And there's always been a lot of shenanigans, mainly involving Democrats at the nursing homes. But this 2020 presidential election, it was just totally organized in some of these states, like, for instance, Wisconsin. And I don't think there's too much question that Wisconsin was stolen from the Republican column. By Zuckerberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars, the guy that runs Facebook or whatever they call it now. But there's a lot more coming out. I mean, it's kind of getting submerged in the gas prices and all the other Dementia Joe disasters. But it's still out there for sure. 844-500-4242. It's time now for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. Yes, more than 2 million have fled Ukraine, even as Russia bombs safe routes. And the stock market was plunging this morning as oil was rising. But also, wheat prices were shaking the market. There's a lot of other issues happening beyond gas. I think it's the easiest one for people to notice because you have to fill up your car. But in a lot of industries...
It happens faster, too, than the price rises in other industries, but it's coming everywhere across the board.
Yeah, it's coming everywhere.
Thanks, Brandon.
And specifically, a lot of industries are speaking out if they're getting hit hard. Like, I know fertilizer, something they're expecting to really increase soon. As all of this is happening, McDonald's is temporarily closing its restaurants in Russia.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, temporarily, I always like that. Did we close off trade with Nazi Germany temporarily on December 8th or 9th, 1941, whenever they declared war on us? I don't think so. We just said we're stopping trading, period.
Starbucks also just got in on this as well.
Well, now Putin is going to sue for peace because he can't get a double grande latte cappuccino.
Yeah, It's a lot of, I'm not saying it's not right what they're doing. I think it's good that people are trying, you know, to help Ukraine. But it's interesting now to see Joe Biden blame a lot of what's happening as far as our own inflation. We saw this happening before Russia invaded Ukraine, but now he actually used the words today during his speech, Putin's price hike. So they really, really do expect
people
to fall
for this.
Let's
play cut 20, just so people can hear this.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
Okay, well, what about Brandon's price hike? Can you do something about that, too? Because Brandon's price hike thus far is a lot more steep than Putin's price hike. He's only been hiking prices for less than 2 weeks. You've had 13 months to double the price of gasoline, Joe.
And I think there's this new tactic as far as the left's concerned. You heard a little bit of that with Stephen Colbert last night. That's basically trying to shame people if they're fed up with these gas prices by saying, you know, it's the price you have to pay for a clean conscience. But as a lot of people have pointed out, and what you just pointed out, Howie, is we would be probably a little more okay at handling this price uptick if it weren't on top of what we've already seen for the last year.
Right. And the fact that this has been coming at us slow motion for more than a year since Joe Biden began shutting down American energy production and at the same time behaving like a helpless pitiful giant on the foreign stage, you know. But he's got his excuse. It's not going to work, but they're going to go with it. Cut 19.
The decision today is not without cost here at home. Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump. Since Putin began his military buildup on Ukrainian borders, just since then, the price of the gas at the pump in America went up 75 cents. And with this action, it's going to go up further.
It's hilarious. He wouldn't talk about the price of gas for months, and now he's willing to talk about
when it was up much more than 75 cents. And he just said, no, it's not. Didn't you see it went down 2 cents last month? Remember that? It went down 2 cents, and he was all excited. They were waving pom-poms in the White House.
Yeah, it's pathetic, and there's been a lot of good takes on this. One of them was from the Babylon Bee that Trump was going to give Alaska to Russia so we could start drilling there again.
No, you mean Biden was going to give
it. Sorry, that's what I meant. Sorry.
He was going to sell it back to Alaska, sell it back to Russia so that we could start drilling there again.
Yeah. And it's wild, Howie, because it's like, I wouldn't even put it past them because they will not go to any, they won't look here, but they're obsessed with looking elsewhere. They're looking at Saudi Arabia. They're looking at Venezuela. They're looking at Iran. I mean, I don't even understand how you can get away with that at this point, but that's what they're suggesting.
And again, he's going back to it's all the old Democrat playbooks, you know, the big lie. And one of the big lies is the windfall profits lie. So he's putting it on, if it's not Putin's fault, it's the oil and gas company's fault.
Yes.
Cut 23.
To the oil and gas companies and to the finance firms that back them. We understand Putin's war against the people of Ukraine is causing prices to rise. We get that. That's self-evident. But, it's no excuse to exercise excessive price increases or padding profits or any kind of effort to exploit this situation or American consumers. Exploit them.
Oh, he is really, he learned the straw man tactic
shameless.
From Obama. Yeah.
Shameless. You know, he remembers Harry Truman. He probably met Harry Truman, you know? Harry Truman had that sign on his desk, Grace. You know what the sign said.
The buck stops here.
Right. One of the most famous signs anywhere in American politics ever. Boy, Joe Biden does not have that sign.
Joe Biden's running around with that sentence on a piece of paper and taping it on other people's backs and then running away. No, he doesn't take the blame for anything, Howie, and you're so right about that. And I love how he sets that up. Like, we all understand this. Like, he's setting up one shared reality. Of course we all understand that this is all Putin's fault. But with that being said, big oil better not start twirling their mustaches. I mean, it's just absurd. I don't think anyone buys it. And the oil industry actually came out swinging against a lot of Jen Psaki's comments from yesterday. And they even said that it was a red herring for her to claim that there's all these unused leases that people aren't taking advantage of.
Yeah, because they've stopped pipelines. So, you know, what are you drilling for and running up these payrolls and pumping oil or natural gas out of the ground or out of the rock when there's nowhere to pump? There's no pipelines to pump the stuff to refineries or to power plants.
But Howie, you brought up a great point this morning when I called you, because for people who don't know this, I call Howie in the morning and I try to get my head around all this nonsense. And you said it's also just a chilling effect. Like, who wants to invest in any of these pipelines when if you invested in the Keystone, put billions of dollars into it, and then one day you wake up and they say, nope, not happening, sorry. If the government, if the administration that is in the White House is trying to demonize and vilify oil and gas, then who's going to say, oh yeah, this is where I want to put all my money?
Yeah, it's like if you were buying a house and, you know, you have to present your financial statements to the bank and you say, oh, I'm working at this company, and the loan officer says, wait a second, I read in the paper that yesterday that your company just filed for bankruptcy. Guess what? You're not going to get the loan, Grace, because they don't think that you have a steady stream of income if that's what you're relying on.
Right, and when you have Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg talking about trucks running on zero net emissions, then they have good cause to think that your business isn't going to succeed. When they have a president who talks about transitioning away from fossil fuels, then yeah, they have a good reason to not want to invest in you. This is like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's very infuriating for people to watch. And by the way, Howie, I crack up when Jen Psaki says, we actually produce more oil this year than Trump did in his first year. First of all, it took Trump, he doubled it from Obama, and then he just kept ramping it up. So it makes sense that it would they could ride this out a little bit on their first year. But second of all, which is it? Are you guys transitioning us away from the big bad oil industry, or are you pumping it out like crazy? Because you can't have both ways. That's what they do with everything. They have the answer for everything, and all of their lies are starting to butt heads.
Yeah, it is. They're bumping into each other. Just one lie after another. There's only so many. You know, the thing is, you could get away with a lie if it doesn't affect people's lives directly.
Yep.
But once it starts affecting your life, and there are not too many ways you can affect someone more than stealing money out of their wallet or their bank account. And that's what's happening here.
No,
if people are paying attention, it concentrates your mind remarkably when you don't have any money.
Yeah. I know you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, I think that for so long, whether it was the Obama administration or whatever, people could just tune it out. You know, you hear things like Benghazi and all these things that Republicans have been following for years, even the Russia hoax. And it's easy for Democrats to tune that out or to get a little headline and say, oh, yeah, I want to believe that. You know, I want to believe that CNN headline and I'll go to sleep tonight believing that I'm right. But with this, it's like, I don't care if you believe Jen Psaki's BS. That doesn't help your wallet. That doesn't make it any less painful for you when you go to the grocery store. So you can believe anything but then you almost want to turn to them, Howie, and say, okay, Jen, you have the answers for everything. So why does everything suck so bad? Because you guys are doing everything right. Nothing's your fault. So where do we go from
Biden
here?
Biden has the answer to that, too. They must have drilled it into him because he can sometimes spit it out almost coherently. He says people are psychologically damaged from COVID, which is another, by the way, another hoax, basically, when you come right down to it.
Which is also our fault because we shut you all down for 2 years.
Right.
And you know what, Howie? This is the last thing I'll say. David Marcus had a really good point. He said, you know, this administration keeps shifting to blaming this on Ukraine, Russia. But what they're not realizing is even if you shift to that, people blame Biden for that as well. So you can keep shifting it to whatever you want. But a lot of this stuff feels like it's Biden's fault to begin with. So it's hard for him to get out of this.
Right. I mean, people barely remember what happened when Bush was president and what Obama was doing when he was president. I mean, the fact that Russia was making these incursions, these invasions of their neighbors. But when you think about it, Bush, Obama, and Biden, Putin invaded neighboring countries when they were president. The one guy he didn't invade under was Donald Trump. Yet they said Donald Trump was Putin's puppet. Now, again, it makes no sense.
If that's the case, everyone should consider being Putin's puppet because it played out a lot better for people.
Putin must have, he must be very frightened. He must be a puppet phobe. He must be terrified of puppets because he doesn't go after his puppet. All right, Grace, thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
it.
Good okay. job with Donald Trump Jr., by the way. That was awesome.
Thanks. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's so true, the old cliche, you only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is the smile that you show off the first time you meet somebody. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Have you just been procrastinating with your dental work for the last 2 years like you've been procrastinating on so many other issues? Well, it's time to get your mouth back in working order. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Whatever you need done, from a simple cleanup to a root canal to anything involving your mouth and your teeth, call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. I'm going to be there next week when I'm back in New England. Maybe I'll see you there. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
We'll be right back. dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
We'll play some of these Biden cuts in the next hour, and we'll also play some of the cuts from some of the people who are responding to the fact that they're blaming the oil companies, Republic, anyone but themselves for what's happening here, even though all of this is on their watch. 844-500-4242. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. One, I know we're going to get them. How many Ukrainian refugees do you think we're going to get? And if
Lots.
We do get them, do you think they'll vote conservative, maybe counter the illegal immigrant vote?
Well, the illegal immigrant vote are going to be concentrated in places where they can vote a lot. You know, it's going to be like Wisconsin nursing homes. And they'll be more loyal Democrats because they're not working and they want to stay on welfare. So I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the Ukrainians would probably be pretty good Americans. I mean, some of the illegal aliens coming from south of the border are, but we just can't count on it. I mean, you can't just be, you know, importing millions of people willy-nilly into the country with no vetting, no background checking. It's going to be a disaster, and it is a disaster. We shouldn't be allowing anyone into the country unless we know exactly what they're getting, and unless they have a sponsor, like in the olden days, you know, a sponsor who's going to sign an affidavit that will be enforced, that will be legally binding, saying that your charge will not become a public ward, meaning you and me, the taxpayers, have to support them. And any time they become a drain, a burden, it's on the sponsor, or they're out of the country. Out. Go, gone, get out of here. We don't need any more leeches. We got millions and tens of millions of leeches, both citizens and illegal aliens. We don't need any more. Thanks for the call, Quint. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, Howie?
Good.
Good. I think we disagree on a lot. I'm wondering if we can do it civilly. So I wanted to open a conversation about why I think... Would you agree that it's in Russia's best interest if the United States is weakened, like if the democratic system is weakened?
I don't think Russia sees it in those terms. Russia just sees it in Russia's terms.
Okay, which would not include like one of its largest foes being like kind of decapitated, or like I think.
The point is the United States is much, much weaker that it's ever been before since the end of World War II, right now, with Joe Biden as president. Can there be any doubt of that?
Well, I would say, like, on the counterpoint, like, as Joe Biden as president, you could have said that as Donald Trump was president, too, right? Is that not
well,
true?
Why didn't Putin attack Ukraine when Donald Trump was president? He took his neighbors when Bush was president. He took out his neighbors when Obama was president. He took out his neighbors when Biden was president. But he didn't take out his neighbors. He didn't move against his neighbors when Trump was president. Why do you think that was, Adam?
Right. That's
why do you think that was?
Can I offer?
Go ahead. Tell me.
So I'm going to try to do it without as much emotion. I guess what I'm thinking is because I wouldn't put it past an ex-KGB officer to know that it's plausible that if you can re-elect Donald Trump in 2024 and
keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid, Adam. Just keep tap dancing. I'm Howie Carr.